Proclamation number 5807 of 17th of November, 1953. Turn of the world. Not world's end. The turning of the world does not mean the end of the world. For my creations will still exist eternally until they have fulfilled their purpose of helping the spiritual beings in the abyss to ascend. Only then can we speak of the end of the world, when everything is spiritualized which these creations needed for perfection. But what lies ahead of you, what you can expect with all certainty, what I let you know through seers and prophets, is a turning point which can certainly be called the end for the inhabitants of Earth, but which, to put it more correctly, is a total change, a turning point of the existing and a complete transformation of Earth's creation. It is a change from one epoch into a new one, which means an end of life for human beings as well as for every creature, which is equal to the end of the world for human beings. The total transformation of the Earth's surface with all creations is also at the same time an end of all development of an earthly material kind. Everything that could be thought of progress in the scientific field or human achievements, everything that has been achieved, falls prey to destruction, and all experiences lose their value because no one can use or apply what was previously regarded as so important that all spiritual striving was forgotten. Nothing of all this will remain, none of it will be taken over to the new earth, even though it will be inhabited by people who have experienced and lived on the old earth. For none of it will be of use on the new earth, and none of it will be needed. A completely new world will delight the small flock of the raptured, a world which in nothing resembles the old earth, which can rightly be called a changed earth. And the people of the new earth will now understand why there was talk of a turning point, which, however, is never to be understood as the end of the world. Earthly, then, this turning point is recognizable, but even more so spiritually. The spiritual turning point is the cause and purpose of what is to come. A spiritual state, as it exists before the end of the old earth, irrevocably entails the dissolution, because something spiritually dead also means the solidification of it, and true life can only emerge from spiritual life. Therefore, a turning point must occur where life is no longer conceivable in the completely dead environment. It is obvious that the turning point can no longer take place on this earth. 17th of the 11th, 1953. For people are becoming more and more worldly, they are increasingly striving for material goods and their faith is becoming less and less, because love is growing cold in them. But love growing cold means hardened spiritual substance, or also the rejection of my all-living strength of love. And thus a motionless state, a complete lack of strength and therefore a freezing in inactivity. What is still alive will then be doomed to death, but what is now still bound will attain freedom in order to now be able to strive upwards with the aim of final freedom. A turning point has come for the whole of Earth's creation. Everything spiritual changes its external form, and thus a general ascent is also assured then. Because only the positive forces but not the negative forces can be effective, because the latter are bound and completely powerless. And therefore spiritually only an ascent is possible everywhere. Amen.